Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about committing in a relationship, having trouble committing in a relationship and commitment issues. For many people dating and at the start of a relationship, it's fun and unplanned. The excitement of hanging out with someone, seeing what unfolds, is most people's approach, where couples can just take it a day, a week as it comes. However, as things progress and feelings start to develop, this can change. Some people may feel like they are ready to commit and take their relationship to the next level. Others may feel like things are moving too fast, or doubts might set in. This is often called getting cold feet. And the next episode following this will be about those couples going through difficulty because one in the relationship is getting cold feet. When someone who's experiences cold feet, they may feel anxious, apprehensive, fearful, and reluctant to commit. And people can get cold feet at any stage of the relationship, in any situation. For example, it can happen before a relationship, it can happen during a relationship, where there is a change in circumstances. When people think of cold feet, most people imagine someone about to propose, get engaged, or get married. Yet it can also be further down the line in a relationship too, like committing to having children, moving to another city or country, buying a property together, or making retirement plans. I'm sure we can all think of a conversation we have had where we've experienced some doubts in a situation that may come and go. However, having doubts in a relationship where they're completely frequent and very deep, it can have huge repercussions for the relationship. Now, whilst it's totally normal to question where you are in life from time to time, to wonder where you're going as a couple, or wondering what you want in your own future, any person going through it, of course, is going to impact your relationship. If you're unhappy, for example, you can't really have a happy relationship. And the same when people start to question their life, what they want, their future goals, dreams, and plans, challenging them, questioning them, and sometimes wondering, who am I? What do I want? What's important to me? What's my purpose? And those are all things that I love helping people with. So that's why I really wanted to talk about this today. Being in a relationship with someone who has cold feet or has expressed they're not sure about committing to the next level you would like in a relationship can be really difficult. It can be so confusing and hurtful for some that they wonder whether it's best to end the relationship. For those of you that may have watched Sex and the City back in the day, may remember that episode where Big gets cold feet and Carrie is left at the altar. There are many TV shows and movies that show how much pain a character goes through when the partner all of a sudden freaks out, whether it's about getting married, having a baby, moving, and ends things. This happens more than we think. Not so much always being left at the altar. Most of the people I've helped seem to question everything after being engaged, or 1 to 6 months before a wedding, or when one in the couple is putting pressure for marriage, children, or an overseas move, or a big joint investment. I will share with you the concerns and fears the men and women I help to get clarity in their life and relationship share with me. See if they relate to you. I'm just not sure if we're compatible. What if I've overestimated my love for them, Nicola? I can't love them as much as they love me. I don't look forward to the wedding and spending life together. I'm worried I won't be as happy with them as I initially thought. I'm losing the excitement about seeing them. I don't miss them if I don't talk to them in the day. I've lost that sexual desire. I'm not sure I find them attractive anymore. I miss living my single life. I thought that this would get better over time. It's been going downhill for a few years. I want to have sex with different people. I haven't lived enough yet. I think we want completely different things. I'm not sure if I'm in love with them. I'm not sure if I'm here in the relationship because it's convenient, comfortable, easy. I'm not sure if they're the person I want children with. Our lifestyle and retirement dreams are so opposite. It's just not going to work. They're a family person, I'm not. Now the children are older, we have nothing else between us. Naturally, if you're on the receiving end of the doubts and lack of commitment, it may make you question everything. And the person having these thoughts is also definitely not having a good time either. It's consuming, draining, and overwhelming for many people I support. So if you're listening to these comments from your partner, you also may wonder, do they really love me or not? You may also wonder, am I being unreasonable for asking them to commit to the next level in our relationship or to ask this of them? It can leave you feeling unsafe, worried about the future, unsure whether you can bear the hurt and continue living in the uncertainty. It may take a toll on your health. Tossing and turning at night, neck ache, back ache, stomach issues. When a partner won't commit, different reactions are common. Some people may consider ending things quickly because the disappointment and pain is too much to bear. Others stay resilient, decide to do whatever it takes to be with them and make it work, and hope to change their mind. Some carry on as if they didn't hear the words their partner said and live in denial, carrying on as normal. There are many reasons commitment is hard for people. First, being with someone for the rest of your life can scare people, especially if they were used to constantly getting attention from the opposite sex and enjoy doing what they want when they want. This includes being able to dress up for others, flirt, have fun with multiple people, all of which they can no longer do if they're in a committed relationship. Of course, they can dress up and flirt and have fun with their partner, but many share with me that it's not the same after they've been together for some time. Or they worry that it might not be the same. They haven't actually tried it. And then you have those who are serial cheaters. Men and women who, despite loving their partner and knowing that the person that they're with is the best thing that has happened to them, and they want to be with them for the rest of their life, they go and mess up the relationship by cheating. They struggle to say no to temptation and end up getting caught and continue to lie time and time again, making everything worse and making their partner question, who are you? Do I even know you? What is it that you want? And they may question and doubt themselves. They may even begin to question, am I made for a serious relationship? Or am I self-sabotaging? Why am I doing these strange behaviours. I've also had clients lose themselves in a relationship. Right from the beginning, they've changed themselves to be like their partner, adopted their hobbies, friends, values. And then after a while, when their partner is madly in love with them, will do anything for them, wants to spend the rest of their life with them, they then start to question everything. They're not sure if they want the same things because they were actually just following their partner to make them happy. And then when it's getting serious, they wonder, do I want this? Who am I really? Is this really what I want? It can be really difficult for people to work out whether they are just scared of commitment or there are fundamental flaws in their relationship. So it's so important to help the person gain that clarity. And it's not necessarily your job if you're on the receiving end of cold feet or commitment doubts that they have. It's important that they get the right support because it could end up making both or one person very miserable and of course cause a lot of pain and hurt for one or both depending on the decision made. If you find yourself in this position, you may benefit massively from my 3-day individual breakthrough program because we're able to work together to sort through the fears, doubts, and negative thoughts. We often underestimate the power of our thoughts in creating problems that aren't really there. If a person keeps on telling themselves that they're not compatible with their partner, or worry that because they fantasize about other people, they will not be able to be a good husband or wife, it's going to impact them. If you believe that you're not marriage material, that you're going to get bored, that you're not suited because of one particular issue, you'll overthink it. And the more you overthink it, the more confused and stuck you'll get. The more confused and stuck you'll get, the less effort you'll put into the relationship. When you do that, your partner will then react. They may react with anger, with anxiety, with fear, with neediness, with pushiness, with controlling behaviour, or they may completely withdraw. Any one of those reactions may trigger another worry, fear, doubt in you. So an impartial relationship assessment is often needed to help a person gain clarity. That's what I do in the breakthrough process. First of all, we get right to the root of the commitment issue. We look at what's behind it, where it began, and how to release it. And then we do a relationship assessment. There's a difference between commitment problems and cold feet. Cold feet usually indicates having some doubts that can be alleviated with some reassurance or clear thinking. And many people believe this is natural when a relationship is about to go to a deeper stage. In contrast, commitment issues go a little deeper. It's something I often go through with one person because it's often an individual thing that needs to be addressed. Of course, there may be relationship things that need to be addressed as well, but it's better to start with the individual. Often, there are strong fears. Often I see people wanting to commit, loving their partner, wanting to be married, having their own family, yet they end up self-sabotaging their relationships. Imran completed a 3-day breakthrough program with me because he didn't want to lose his girlfriend, but was not ready to marry her. He felt he wasn't ready to move in together and give up his freedom of doing what he wanted when he wanted. He enjoyed seeing her on weekends and working long hours and then going out with his colleagues during the week. As we explored his reasons for not being able to commit, it was clear he was affected by his parents' loveless marriage. His parents tolerated each other, but there was no romance. At the age of 6, he remembered them living in separate bedrooms and sitting in chairs at opposite sides of the room. His parents corrected each other at the dinner table. They stayed together, but they weren't very happy. They were often bitter towards one another, and this impacted his views on marriage. As soon as things got serious with someone, he would leave to avoid falling into the trap of marriage, as he put it. Thomas, I helped, was addicted to the adrenaline of a new relationship. He loved the thrill and excitement, getting to know someone, and the chase element. It kept him on his toes. However, once he got comfortable with someone, or they showed a lot of interest in him, he was ready to move on. First, he believed that these women were just not right for him. But he later admitted that he got bored too easily. He liked the chase, and he didn't ever see himself settling. When we looked at why, he was thinking so much negative things about the women he had been with and felt insecure with some that they would get bored of him. So he was mirroring his own fears. Because he didn't think that he was good enough to hold on to a woman, he kept moving on. And to move on, he just kept replaying all of their negative characteristics when he was ready to end the relationship. Thomas had been married for 12 years previously, 8 of which were happy years. However, the last 4 years were full of heartbreak, as his wife cheated on him, lied about it, admitted it, promised to work on their relationship, and then ended up cheating again. And he hadn't got over the jealous, insecure, and inferior feelings that he felt. To avoid getting hurt again, he only did short-term dating, having his sexual needs met without having to commit to them. I supported Thomas in releasing his past and building his confidence so that he could love again, receive love, and be happy in a long-term relationship. He promised himself never again would he fall in love, which was blocking him. Yet deep down, he really did want to be in a romantic, loving, passionate relationship. After the sessions, he didn't have to end his relationship. Instead, together they redefined it to meet both of their expectations. We also created a plan for boredom to never enter their individual lives or relationship, to keep things exciting. If you can identify with some of the fears described and believe you may have commitment issues, please do not feel like you will never be able to commit to someone, that you're not marriage material or father or mother material, etc. There are actions you can take that will help you overcome the fear of commitment and help you to build a healthy relationship, a healthy outlook with your special person, to overcome that fear of commitment. If you want to understand better what might help to make committing easier in a relationship, here are some suggestions. First, take small steps. Instead of throwing yourself into the deep end with relationships, take it slow. If the goal is for you to move in with your partner, start off by spending 3 nights in a row with them, a week or 2 nights. And then as you get comfortable, you can increase that. Or if the plan is to have a baby, spend some time with friends and their children. Take your nieces or nephews out for a day. Have some fun getting used to being around children so that you're familiarizing yourself with the concept of having a family without scaring yourself, which some people do get scared. Another thing you could do is make sure that you're with the right partner, a partner who can help you ease your fears. For someone who has fears of commitment, you must be clear on the type of partner who would be good for you. A person who requires a lot of time, a lot of attention, and doesn't like to be alone might be too much for you if you value space, freedom, and alone time. You'll want a partner who understands your need for space. Otherwise, you may feel pressure and want to leave, or they may feel very unhappy. Pick a person who understands your fears and will take the time to evolve with you. Explore also what has led you to feel unsure about committing to whatever stage is next in your relationship. Explain this to your partner in the best way you can. If you look back on your relationship experiences, look at your patterns. Explore those patterns. Perhaps ask yourself, have you had positive or negative examples of healthy relationships in your childhood? Share this again with your partner. For example, you can explain, I've never had a positive example of a healthy long relationship. I've never seen a happy marriage. Some may also share, I have experienced how divorce feels from a child's perspective, so I'm worried about having children. Or I want children, but I'm not financially ready. I'd hate for them to go without, because I went without as a child. Share these fears. And then, if it's true for you, add the sentence, I'm willing to commit to talking it through with someone and working through these fears. I'm willing to work through and figure out these things. So, as you can see, commitment issues are often deep-rooted by the examples that I've given so far. Cold feet can be different. Many people find that they get cold feet at some point in their relationship before committing. These people often are very happy in their relationship. They just need reassurance that they're doing the right thing, or there might be one or two things in the relationship that need to be agreed upon. Normally, for cold feet, it can be just a few sessions. For those having commitment issues, deeper support is often needed, as commitment fears can be deep-rooted, and I recommend a full relationship belief and history review. If there are patterns, it's important to release the past, learn from it, and get clear on the relationship you want. What is it that you want emotionally, practically, and sexually? When you are clear about what you want, it's important then to get the right support to learn how to communicate that to your partner in the best way possible. I'll share more about cold feet in the next episode, as it's slightly different to commitment issues. And I've got some different tips for couples going through that in that episode. So if anything I've covered today rings a bell with you and you feel you'd like to explore getting some support, then You can go to my website and book a call with me and we can discuss a breakthrough session. You can also find details on it, prices, how it works, because it's so important to feel comfortable with the person that you're working with. That's how you're going to get the best results from any outside help that you may get. Whoever you work with, it's so important to find out what your fears are, where they come from, whether they're true or not, whether they have any purpose in your life right now, and how to change that. As well as get clear on who is going to be the right person for you. What is it that you want your future to look like? When the fears are gone, it's so easy to see this. When we're consumed with fear, doubt, it's draining. And we get mixed up. And we give mixed signals. And then the other person gets scared. Because if we don't look like we know who we are, it's very unattractive. However, when we know who we are, when we know what we want, life works out amazing. And also remember that love may not look equal in relationships. Often people want love to look equal. One person may show love easier than the other, and love can be shown in different ways. So it's so important to figure out what each other's way of showing love is and seeing how this aligns with your wants and needs. Changing it, working together as a team, if it doesn't. I'd love to connect with you more closely. If you are on Facebook, then I do have 3 different Facebook groups. I'm really excited about a new one, the Holistic Life Therapy School. It's a great group to join if you're interested in mindset, changing beliefs, empowering yourself, getting clear on your goals and your vision for life. Please do join us. As a gift, inside the Facebook group, you have access to 4 different brand new hypnotherapy tracks, helping you to have a great relationship, financial abundance, ultimate confidence, and achieve your goals. You can also find out more about the Holistic Life Therapy School with absolutely no commitment. Some people are joining the Holistic Life Therapy Mentorship Program because they want to run their own bed and breakfast and have the tools to be able to handle different personalities and help people emotionally if that comes up. Some people are doing it for themselves. They want to learn through these techniques, go through the program with me directly, individually, to make massive strides in their life over a 3, 6, or 9 month period. And other people, they want to create a lucrative business. They want to help people. They want to have the marketing tools, the business tools, and the life therapy tools, holistic life therapy tools, to be able to help people create big shifts. So please do join that group if you would like to. The other group is, of course, the relationship group, where members ask questions and people give feedback. So it's not just me. And people are going through a lot of the same things. So it's really helpful for the group members to see what other people are going through, know they're not alone, and share their wisdom. And of course, I'm in there commenting, posting videos, questions, supporting in the best way I can. And then I do have my Vanana and house music, dancing and DJing group. That one will be relaunched very soon. You can join it now. At the moment, I'm focusing on the Holistic Life Therapy School. Later in the year, there will be live music, or DJing, shall I say, and dancing events. You can join with your camera on or off. You can just listen whilst you're driving, working, doing whatever you want to do. If you like that kind of music, if you like dancing, do check it out. All the links will be given along with the show. And of course, for any information on anything else about working with me, my audio programs, go to nicolabeer.com. So from my heart to yours, thanks so much for listening. Wishing you an amazing day ahead or evening ahead. Whenever you're listening to this, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.